Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
What's up, everybody? This is Elder Andre Prevost. This is the revival that just won't stop. The revival that just won't quit. It keep going and going and going. Praise God. Hallelujah. We've been going since May 11th. Praise God. And we're going to keep going. Hallelujah. Amen. We just don't stop. Hallelujah. On tonight, we thank God for everybody that is called in on tonight, everybody who has tuned in on tonight. It's truly a blessing, amen, to be on the line, truly a blessing to be in the presence of the saints on tonight. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name on today, Lord. We ask that your Holy Spirit move on tonight in a mighty way. Lead us and guide us through your word on tonight. Lord, we await your divine revelation. We await your knowledge on today, Lord. We bind and we rebuke and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on today. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. And Lord, we magnify your holy name. For you are truly worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen on tonight. Praise God. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in to the revival. Hallelujah. That just won't stop. Amen. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost. It's a blessing to be on the line with everybody tonight. Those of you on YouTube, praise God. Hallelujah. We invite y'all to call one of those numbers on the comments on your screen on today. Praise God, hallelujah, and be a part of the service that's going on with us tonight, hallelujah. Be the a part of the move of God, hallelujah, in 2021. All of the phone lines are open at this time, the 848 number, the 516 number, hallelujah, amen. All the numbers are open. We invite you to call in and be a part of the service on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord. We thank God for everybody on the line on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're getting ready to go to the throne of grace once again with our testimonies and our prayer requests on today. Hallelujah. Truly, God has been good. Hallelujah. And truly, hallelujah, it's some testimonies out there. Hallelujah on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before we go to the throne of grace, hallelujah, on today, you know, we like to open up, hallelujah, with the scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to come once again from Psalms 100. Bless the Lord on tonight. Reading out of the King James Version, it says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on tonight. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. We just going to look at verse 1 on tonight. It says, "Make a joyful noise, hallelujah, unto the Lord." Then there's a comma. So that means I have to pause right there. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he starts out saying, make a joyful noise. Hallelujah. Unto the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. We always, hallelujah, coming to God. But what kind of attitude do we have when we come to God? When we come before the throne? Hallelujah. Amen. What kind of noise, hallelujah, are we making? Praise God, when we come before the throne of God, when we come before the throne of grace, are we making a joyful noise? Hallelujah. Unto the Lord, praise God on today. Hallelujah. Are we magnifying him? Hallelujah. Are we lifting his name up high and holy because he's worthy to be praised? Praise God. Or are we sulking? Hallelujah, and grieving, hallelujah, and all upset and depressed? What kind of noise? Are you complaining to God about your situation? Praise God, hallelujah. It's a difference between asking for help and complaining. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. It's a difference between asking for help and complaining, praise God. Some of you say you asking God for help. Hallelujah, but really and truly, you just complaining. Hallelujah, praise God, because if you really wanted help, you would do with your part on what you have to do. Hallelujah, amen, to get out of the situation. Praise God. You want to put everything on God, hallelujah, but something's got to go on you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And what kind of attitude are you coming before the Lord with? Are you making a joyful noise? Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Or are you just giving God any old kind of praise? Hallelujah. Praise God. Or are you even giving God praise at all? Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you just grumping and complaining to the Lord? Hallelujah. So the writer, King David, he's telling us to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And then he was very specific about who he was talking to. He said, all ye lands. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Those of you out there listening on the airwaves, that means nobody is excluded, hallelujah, from making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, all ye lands. So that means no matter where you come from, hallelujah, praise God, whether you from the north side of your city, the south side of your city, hallelujah, whether you from the east coast or from the west coast, praise God, hallelujah, you might be from Canada or Mexico, hallelujah, you might be from Europe or Africa, praise God, it don't matter where you from, hallelujah, the Bible is instructing us, amen, to make a joyful noise. Hallelujah, unto the Lord. One scripture say, if you don't make a joyful noise, that the rocks will cry out in your place. And we wonder why all these earthquakes are going on and all these mudslides are going on. Could it be that we're not giving God enough praise? Hallelujah. And what we call earthquakes, what we call mudslides, hallelujah, praise God, all these things we call natural disasters, could it be that the rocks are simply crying out in our place? Hallelujah. Because we won't give God the praise. Because we won't magnify his name. Because we won't make a joyful noise, hallelujah, unto the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll make a depressing noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll put some complaints before the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the only time we seem to make a joyful noise unto the Lord is when we feel like God doing what we want him to do. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. The only time we seem to want to praise God, the only time we seem to want to magnify God, hallelujah, is when we feel like God is doing something in our lives. Hallelujah. When you get the healing, when you get the financial blessing, hallelujah, praise God. When you get all these breakthroughs, you want to praise God and say, now, God is finally working. God is finally shining his light on me. God is finally doing this. No, 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 no. See, that's where you got it twisted. He's been working the whole time. Hallelujah. Praise God. And your praise is just cheering him on. Hallelujah. It's like a football team, and the football team, they already winning. Hallelujah, praise God. But the cheerleaders on the side, and they cheering the team on, praise God, and they cheering them on the victory until they finish the game. See, God say, I'm still working on what I'm doing. I'm in the process of it. Your praise is cheering me on. Hallelujah. Your praise is telling me that you know, hallelujah, that I'm doing something. Your praise is telling me, hallelujah, that you recognize, hallelujah, the presence of me in your life. That's what your praise is telling me. You need to be cheering me on as I'm working this thing out. You need to be cheering me on as I'm giving you revelation. You need to be cheering me on as I'm saving that family member. You need to be cheering me on, hallelujah, as I'm healing your body. You need to be cheering me on as I'm healing your finances. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Everybody needs to be praising God. You need to be cheering him on for what he's doing in your life. Glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. You need to praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord been saying, hey, amen, for at least a couple of weeks, y'all don't praise me enough. You don't magnify me enough. You don't lift my name up enough for everything that I'm doing up here. I'm up here multitasking. Hallelujah. I'm working on your healing. I'm working on her deliverance. I'm working on your financial breakthrough. I'm working on trying to get your family member. I'm doing all this. Hallelujah. All I'm asking you to do is praise me. All I'm asking you to do is magnify me. All I'm asking you to do is cheer me on. He said, if you lift me up, Oh, glory to God. If you lift me up, I'll draw all men unto me. If you just praise me, I'll do the rest of the work. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. If you just praise me, if you just magnify me, if you can thank me in the midst of your storm, don't be like, I'm getting ready to open the lines, but he say, don't be like Peter and them and waking me up in the middle of the storm. Hallelujah, complaining, griping, hallelujah, fussing, hallelujah, fussing and cussing. Don't you care that we perish? Hallelujah. God say, as long as I'm with you in the storm, how is you going to die if I'm with you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You should be thankful that the boat is still in one piece. Oh, glory to God. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying? You in the midst of a storm, but your boat ain't tearing up. Your sails ain't tearing up. Hallelujah. Yeah, the boat is rocking. Hallelujah. Yeah, the wind is blowing. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, the water is coming down, and it's coming down hard, but your boat is still in one piece. I'm still got you. I'm still keeping you. I'm still holding you as you go through the storm. Hallelujah. I'm holding this thing together. As we go through the storm, hallelujah, praise God, I'm here with you. As you go through the storm, you ain't got to worry about nothing because I'm right here. Hallelujah, praise God. If you going to wake me up for anything in the middle of your storm, wake me up to praise me that the boat ain't fell apart. Wake me up to praise me that ain't nobody fell overboard. Wake me up to praise me, hallelujah, that the sails are still intact. Wake me up to praise me that we still on course. Hallelujah, despite what's going on. Hallelujah. Glory to God on tonight. So when we come before the throne of grace, we need to do as verse 1 says, and let's make a joyful noise. Hallelujah unto the Lord. Praise God. When people come to you and they want something from you, you don't want no sad, depressing, I don't know how I'm going to make it. Well, if you don't know how you're going to make it, I ain't finna give you my money because I know I ain't going to get it back because you ain't got the right attitude. Hallelujah. Praise God. Your attitude when you take borrowing money from somebody should be, I'm going to get this. I'm going to flip it. I'm going to get your money back to you, and I'm going to get back on my feet. Hallelujah. That's what somebody want to hear. They want to hear positivity. Hallelujah. God don't want to hear no negative things when you come before his throne. He know what's going on in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. He know it's a storm going on right now, but he is keeping together your boat. Hallelujah. He said, it ain't gonna be like Paul in your ship tear apart. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, I'm holding your boat together. You gonna make it to the other side. That's what you ought to be praising me for. Don't worry about the storm. Praise me that the storm ain't killed you. Don't pray about the corona. Praise me that the corona ain't kill you. Hallelujah. Don't worry about the financial state of America because it ain't going to affect you. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what's going on around you because I'm holding things together in your life. So make a joyful noise. I don't care if you're from the north side or the south side. I don't care if you're Chinese, Asian, black, white, or Puerto Rican. You need to lift up the name of God. Hallelujah. So as we come to the phone lines at this time, those of you on YouTube, get ready to call in with that testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. As we go to the phone lines and open them up. Hallelujah. Come with that attitude of gratitude. Come with the attitude that you know God has already worked out what you want him to work out in your life, if it's in his will. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. On tonight, the phone lines are open. Will there be one at this time?
I like to thank the Lord for waking me up today. So I'm in a brand new day. I'd like to thank the Lord for taking care of me and my family and friends. I want to thank the Lord for all his blessings he had showed upon me. I want to ask the Lord to please go in the nursing home, the hospital, the jails, the prisons. Somebody needs you right now, Lord. Lord, please take all those in California and Mississippi where the fires is going on. Please take control. Help those people. Help us out in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Sister Yolanda. We thank God for you. Go ahead, brother.
I want to thank the Lord for being here. It's blessings. We'll get your blessings. It's your time. Thank God for what my sister, my niece, my nephews, my in-laws, my friends, my loved ones, a church member called me today. Thank God for them. Thank God for my sister, my brother, a friend. Thank you for Brother Brian, Brother Ella Corey, Brother Andre, Sister Alberta, Mother Kathleen, Mother Crystal, Mr. Virgie, all the lines. Thank God for that. We'll get your blessing. Your time. That's all I got to say. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Go get your blessing. It's your time. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's your time. The only way you don't believe it's your time, you just don't believe it's your time. Hallelujah. Praise God. We've been telling you since May 11th, it is your time to receive the blessing God has for you, whether it be spiritually, hallelujah, physically. God got a blessing with your name on it, and it's time for you to go get it. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Do we have any more testimonies on the line on tonight? Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we truly thank each and every person on tonight for calling in. Everybody for tuning in out there. Hallelujah. Amen. On YouTube. If you're out there on YouTube, we're here every night. Same time. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can call one of those numbers on your screen if you want to be a part. Hallelujah, of the service. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Amen. Praise God. And we getting ready to go to the Word. Hallelujah. We are getting ready to receive the Word of God. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Every word that comes out of the mouth of God. What was Jesus saying? What was Moses originally saying when he said this scripture? Hallelujah. He was saying, yeah, you eating food. Food is nourishing your body. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you need the word of God to nourish your soul. You need the word of God to nourish your spirit. You need the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. To feed your soul. Praise God. And that time has now come. Hallelujah. In our program where we are going to receive the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. On tonight and bringing forth the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Representing the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God. Based, amen, out of Long Beach, California. The West Coast is most definitely in the building on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Getting ready to bring forth the dynamic word from God. Hallelujah. Is none other, hallelujah, than the Holy Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Immediately following this election, praise God, we will be in the hands of the man of God. How many of you know that you are blessed tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Say bless. Say bless. Say bless.
Yeah.
Bless. 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 Bless.
and around.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Apostle, it's in your hands. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Apostle Elder Nate Curry, bless the Lord on tonight for the man
of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on, everybody, give God a praise. Amen.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy. Hallelujah.
The redeemed of the Lord say so. Whom we have redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
How many of you tonight are just happy to be on the Lord's side? How many of you happy that he on your side? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And everybody can't say that God is on their side. Amen. But we can say that. Amen. Because he said that he's faithful to those of us who are righteous under him. Amen. Hallelujah. And we know, amen, that we have whatever we ask, amen, because we walk in the obedience of God. Come on here, somebody. Huh? He said if you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Amen. Hallelujah. So somebody give
amen.
God praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Lord. Hallelujah. Give an honor to the anointing of God tonight and the blessed Holy Spirit of God. Amen.
Amen. I thank him tonight for who he is. Amen. To my dear brother. Amen. From another mother. Hallelujah. I thank God dearly for him. Elder Andre. Amen. Come on, give God praise for Elder. Amen. And amen.
Hallelujah.
We thank God.
My brother, bless you.
Amen. For him.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And for all of you that are online tonight. Amen. I give God praise, glory, and honor for you tonight. Amen. We will just talk a little bit from the heart tonight, if it's all right. Amen. I was talking to the Lord earlier when he was sharing some things with me. And I was asking him, I said, Lord, I said, I want you to guide my feet. I don't want to go nowhere that you don't want me to go. And I don't want the enemy trying to trick me, Lord. I know that I hear you. I said, but I know he sends people too. And he sends things to try to distract us. But I prayed a prayer. Now, it's just me and the Lord. This one, I'll share it with you. Amen. I said, Lord, if it ain't you, block it. Me all right tonight.
Amen.
I said, Lord, if it ain't you, block it.
Amen.
I said, if it ain't you, don't let it happen. I don't care how it looks, Lord. You know all things, Lord. I said, and if it ain't you, don't let it happen. Come on here, somebody. I said, but if it's you, Lord, hallelujah,
hello?
Then let it explode, Lord God, hallelujah. Let it happen so good, Lord God, that I'm going to be trying to kick up my feet, too, to give you praise, glory to God, because I know that you said that your blessings make it rich and add no sorrow with it.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. I said that
hallelujah.
And add no sorrow with it. Hallelujah, glory to God. So we got to be willing to say, Lord, if it ain't you, amen, don't let it happen. Don't let it be if it ain't you.
Hallelujah.
Because how many know that the devil is trying to throw your thing too, glory to God.
Amen.
But the difference is, God says, I will show you how to avoid being tricked by the enemy. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. I'm looking tonight because, man, I want to go in Psalms 119.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. God. Looked at 119 one time before here. Really blessed, but we're looking at it again. Oh, so I'm looking for something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'll look at some 119. Let's look at 105 for a minute. I think 105 went through it first. Yes. Mm-hmm. We'll read that to 111. Oh no, we're gonna read it to 112. I believe that we're going to be blessed by the word of the Lord tonight. Amen. When you get there, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's so much good word in Psalms 119. You don't know where to begin because all of it's good. But when you're looking for a rhema word, you have to wait on the anointing of God to give it to you. Come on here, somebody. Because you know what we need. The difference between a want and a need, want is just something that you desire, but need is something that you stand in need of. It's like, I really need this. It's past a want. I need it. Amen. So we're going to look at tonight, Psalms 119. And so, Father, we thank you tonight for your word. We thank you for revelation knowledge. We thank you tonight, God, for giving us exactly what we need to hear from you tonight. Father, we ask you tonight, Lord God, to guide our footsteps, Lord. Hallelujah. We ask you tonight, God, to from this point forward, don't let us go nowhere or do anything that you don't want us to do, God. Father, if it ain't you, don't let it happen, God. Close the door, God. Hallelujah. Intervene, God. Hallelujah. But if it's you, Lord, amen, show out in it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let it be over. Thank you, Father. Do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, Lord, if it be you, Lord. Hallelujah. If it be you, Lord, show out in the blessing, Lord. Hallelujah. Like you love to do, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord God, go over and exceedingly beyond what we even thinking that you can do, oh God. God, we thank you and we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can everybody still hear me tonight?
Amen.
Man, because I want to make sure I'm coming through with clarity.
Amen. We're clear, Bishop.
You know, in the Old Testament, amen, in the Old Testament, they would set a fleece out. Amen, because they wanted a sign, amen, from God, amen, and you know, ain't nothing wrong with a sign. You know, sometimes we need a sign, Lord. If it be you, give me a sign. Amen. But
amen.
When you get to a place of walking with God, then you don't need a sign because you know the voice of the Lord. Amen. You've learned to be sensitive. Amen. To his voice. Amen. That only comes from spending time. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So Psalms 119 begin at Psalms 105. Amen. Are we ready?
Amen.
And the word of the Lord reads, it says, your word is a lamp for my feet, hallelujah, a light on my path. Come on here, somebody. I have taken an oath and confirmed it that I will follow your righteous law. How many know that when the word is a lamp, that means that it'll give us direction?
Amen.
You need a lamp when you're in a dark place. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
You don't grab that lamp until you can't see, until you don't have no light available. Then you say, okay, let me go get the lamp. Amen. Because I ain't finna be in the dark. Because how many know that you can't see nothing when you're in the dark? Come on here. So you got to feel your way through. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all still with me tonight?
Yeah.
Amen. I ain't trying to feel
amen.
My way through nothing. Amen. If God didn't give me light, amen, that don't make no sense.
Amen.
You know, something just... It's common sense, glory to God. If I got a light, I ain't finna be in the dark. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But some people would rather be in the dark than turn the light on. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then wonder why they bumping into things, because you ain't got the light on. When you ain't got the light on, you're going to bump into things. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But when you turn, when you go get the lamp, and then you got to make sure there's oil in the lamp, because if there ain't no oil in the lamp, you ain't going to have no light. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because the oil is what enables us to what? Have light through the lamp. Come on here, somebody. So it don't do no good if you got a lamp and no oil. Come on here, somebody. Because a lamp can't give out no light. So the light represents God's presence. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. And so tonight we want God to get in our feet and cause our feet to go where he wants them to go. Because how many of you know if you're in the right place at the right time, you get everything God got for you?
Amen.
Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Amen.
I'm praying God put us in the right place.
Amen.
Not where we want to be, but where he wants us to be. Come on here.
He wants us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because how many know that if he put us where we want to be, 9 times out of 10, we going to miss the blessing. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we going to want to be everywhere but where God wants us to be. Lord, I'm going over here. God said, I don't want you over there, though. I want you right here in this spot.
Hallelujah.
Lord, my friend over there. I got to go over here because they said this is where the sale is. This is where everything is happening there. We end up being over there, and God got a whole blessing for us over in the spot, but we ain't there, so we don't get it. How many of you know that you can't get the blessing if you're not where you're supposed to be? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So we thanking God tonight that he's going to order our steps. Somebody said, order my steps, Lord. Amen. Amen. Did y'all hear me tonight? Amen.
Amen.
Can y'all still hear me?
Yes.
Amen.
I was saying,
amen.
I want us to say tonight, Lord, order my steps.
Lord, order my steps. Lord, order my steps.
Man, I need you to order them, Lord. I need you to make sure, Lord, that I'm walking where I need to be walking at, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't want to walk nowhere where you don't want me to be. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. I mean, you know that when you walk in where God don't want you to be at, you can get in trouble. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why the Bible said that the steps of a good man, the steps of a good woman, they are ordered by the Lord. In other words, He command our steps. He command our feet where to go. Come on here, somebody.
And then the psalmist says, I have taken an oath. Come on here, somebody. I have taken a vow and confirmed it. Come on here, somebody. That I will follow your righteous law. So he's made an oath in his heart. And then he confirmed it because he's walking in it. He's doing what he said he was going to do concerning God. And then verse 107 says, I have suffered much. I have suffered much. How many of you got that testimony tonight? I have suffered much, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
I done been through a lot, Lord. Hallelujah. So he says, preserve my life, Lord,
yes, God,
according to your word.
Yes, Lord.
In other
Hallelujah.
Words, I've suffered much,
Hallelujah.
Lord, but keep me, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Don't let me go under,
Hallelujah.
Lord. Don't let me go down, Lord. Keep me, Lord.
Yes.
Why? Because I'm trusting
Hallelujah.
In your word. Hallelujah. I put all my confidence in your word, God, so, you know, keep me, preserve me, guard me, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Someone said, preserve my life, hallelujah. Keep my life, Lord. According to your word, come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
And then verse 108 says, accept, Lord, the willing praise of my mouth. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
So the psalmist over in 119 is saying, he's asking the Lord to accept his praise. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But the psalmist said, accept the willing praise of my mouth. In other words, hallelujah, I am willing, Lord, in spite of everything I'm going through, to give you praise because of your goodness. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
How many know that we need to ask God, Lord, will you please accept this praise that's coming forth out of my mouth, Lord? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because it's coming from my heart. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. So we give God praise tonight. Come on and bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Giving God praise. Amen. Willing praise out of our mouth tonight. And then he says, teach me your law. Come on here, somebody. Verse 109 says, though I constantly take my life in my hand. In other words, the psalmist was saying, I'm always putting myself on the edge, Lord. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he means by,
yes,
though I constantly take my life in my hands. So he said, I'm kind of reckless right now. But I'm asking you to take care of me, Lord, even in my dumbness, even in my stupidity, Lord, of what I ain't supposed to be doing. Take care of me. How that go according to our son, though. He says, I will not forget your law.
Man, yes, Lord.
You see, that's where you can
Hallelujah.
Give God praise. Even in your foolishness,
yes,
even when
Lord.
You know
Hallelujah.
You're doing things you ain't supposed to, the psalmist
yes.
says, I still
Hallelujah.
Will not forget your law. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Verse 110 says, the wicked have set a snare for me. But I have not strayed from your precepts. Hallelujah.
That's Lord.
How many of you know that folk that have set snares for you? Amen. They trying to set traps for
you. Amen.
But it's because of your holding on to the word that they're not able to get you caught up in nothing. Come on here, somebody. They try, but it ain't working because the word.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He
Thank
said,
you,
thy
Lord.
Word have I hid in my heart. That I might not want to sin against thee. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
It's the word of our son. Thank you, Lord. That's why no weapon formed against you shall prosper. The word keep popping up. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
And the word of God will not allow you to be defeated. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, somebody caught that. The word won't let me be defeated. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
It ain't that the enemy ain't trying. He's trying, but he ain't got no wind. Cause the word got my son. The word got me. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so I know when nothing else will hold me. I know that the word of God will hold me. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I wish somebody would give God praise for his word tonight. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I wish somebody would praise him for the word, because he said his word will not return to him void. But accomplish that which he said he had to do. Come on and give God praise for his word. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
He said heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or tittle of my word will fail. Somebody praise him for his word tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 He said in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Come on, somebody. And then it said, and the word became flesh. Come on here, somebody. Bless the name of the Lord for the word tonight. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
hallelujah.
How many of you need the word to become flesh tonight? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on and give God praise for the word becoming flesh. Amen. Whatever you believe in God for, if you praise him for that word, continue to praise him for that word, it's going to become flesh. Come on here, somebody. That means it's going to become visible. You're going to be able to see the manifestation of that word. Come on and give God praise for his word tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
His word is what's holding me up, neighbor. Amen. I know the odds are against me, but the word is for me. Oh, yeah, my son. I feel that. The odds may be against me, but the word is for me. Come on here, somebody. And I choose to believe the word over the odds. Come on. Oh, yeah, my son. I feel the presence of God right now. Hallelujah to his great name. His word, is my shield and buckler. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah to his name tonight. Bless God for his word. Somebody give God another praise for his word.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I feel the presence of God showing up now. You don't
hallelujah.
He said, your word is a lamp. Come on here, somebody. If the word of God is your lamp tonight, come on, give him praise. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. How many times has the word of God kept us from stumbling? Come on, here, somebody. I was in the dark till I called on the word, and the word became light, glory to God, so I could see what was going, glory to God. I was going around in circles till the word helped me. Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah. People were talking about me. They were lying on me. But the word, hallelujah. The word, glory to God. So I bless God tonight for the word, hallelujah. My testimony is that the Lord on my side. Hallelujah. Where would I be? Somebody give God praise.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And then I hear Hebrews 4:12. It says, the word is quick. Hallelujah. Amen. The word is sharp and it's quick. Quicker than any two-edged sword. Come on, hear somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, you know, sometimes if you hear the word quick, that has to do with everlasting life. Come on, hear somebody.
Yeah.
Not just life, everlasting life. Quick means
on,
a life without an end. Quick means an instant, a instant dose of energy. Come on here, somebody. Like Frankenstein. Amen. When they had him up, amen, and they put him up to the sky, and then lightning hit him, it quickened him. In other words, it gave him a life beyond life. Come on. And how many know that the word of God is quick?
It's sharper than any two-edged sword.
Yes. Dividing the asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow. It is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. Come on here, somebody. That's the word of my Lord, Tarabasando.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God praise for the word tonight.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
The word is quick. And it's sharper than any two-edged. How many know that a two-edged sword means that you can't touch it without you getting cut too? See, a two-edged sword means that it's sharp on both ends. It's sharp to the one that has it, and it's sharp to the one that receives it.
Amen.
Lord have mercy.
Thank you.
Oh, y'all don't hear the Holy Ghost tonight. We are carrying a two-edged sword.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
So if you really carry His word tonight, it's cutting you. Come on here, somebody. You can't touch it without getting cut. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, man.
And when it cut, it cut deep. Come on here, somebody. It don't just cut on the surface. Piercing. Come on here, somebody.
Let's go to Hebrews 4:12 right quick. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go in there since I'm already. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just give it here. Look at the Lord. Hallelujah. I said, look at the Lord.
Turn right to it, didn't you?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is everybody there?
No, wait a minute. What scripture?
Hebrews 4:12, though.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
God, give me a minute. I'm just not waking up. Hebrews 4:6, you said?
4:12.
Four and twelve.
Hallelujah.
Everybody ready?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Everybody ready?
Amen.
We finna go in. Hebrews 4:12. It says, for the word of God is alive and active. So it's only dead if the Spirit of God ain't in you to bring it alive. Come on here, somebody. But the word is alive. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in the scripture. Come on here, somebody. It said, for the word of God is alive and active. Come on here, somebody. That means that it's doing something. Oh, y'all ain't catching what the Lord is saying to us tonight.
Hallelujah.
He said, you might think it ain't doing nothing because you can't see it, but the word is working because it's alive. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We're not carrying no dead letter. We are carrying a living pistol. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Catherine from Louisiana. I said the word is a weapon.
Praise the Lord, woman of God. Praise the Lord. Come on in here. Mother Glory got to get some of this good food. It said, for the word of God is alive and active. Come on here, somebody. Which means it's doing something. So every time you speak it, the word is working for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
It's going to work for you until you say something to nullify the job that it's doing. Come on here, somebody. I said the word going to work for you until you say something to nullify what the word is trying to do for you. Come on here, somebody. That's why the enemy trying to get us to speak against the word, because he know if we speak against it, it'll stop working. But God said, instead of speaking negative, praise me for what you believe that I'm doing for you right now. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I don't know if y'all heard the Holy Spirit of God. He said, give him a praise because he's working for you right now through the word of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God.
He said, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit. So the word can divide my soul from my spirit. That's some kind of word, y'all. And then before it do that, it says it's sharper than any two-edged sword, so it's going to cut me when I touch it. Come on here, somebody. But I'm willing to touch it because I want to get blessed. Y'all ain't saying nothing tonight.
Amen.
I can see it with a cut, glory to God, because see, God is going to leave me cut for long. He going to heal me. Come on. Hey, y'all don't want to do it. I know that the same word that's going to cut me is the same word that's going to heal me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Somebody need to be shouting right now, because the same word that cut you is the same word that's healing you.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because by his stripes you were healed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hey, shout out to the Lord. Tell your neighbor, the name of the word is alive.
The word is alive.
And tell them, say, it's alive in me. Come on here, somebody.
It's alive in me. Hallelujah.
Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
So it says it penetrates even to the dividing of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. But look, it starts first with the soul and the spirit. This here thing is so sharp that it can separate your soul from your spirit. I'm talking about the word. Say to God, look at how sharp it is. That when you touch it, it's going to cut you, but then it's going to cut you, but then it's going to separate your soul from your spirit, your joints from your marrow. Hallelujah. And then it's so sharp, it judges the thoughts and the attitude of the heart. Come on here, somebody. That's pretty sharp right there.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God praise.
Hallelujah.
Hey, shout out to the Boku Tarabasando. People don't understand how sharp the word is. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God praise again for his word. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Don't you know if it weren't for the word that we wouldn't be saved right now? Come on here, somebody. We wouldn't have the Holy Ghost if it wasn't for the word. Come on. I just hear the Lord saying, praise me, boy, praise me. Don't you know it was the word that brought us to God? Hallelujah. You heard the word, and the word brought you salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when I tell you to praise the word, I'm telling you to praise the word for saving our souls. Come on here, somebody. We'd still be lost if it wasn't for the word. Somebody give God praise for his word tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Child of God, let me tell you something. Amen. Don't forget how important the word is. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yeah, amen. Yeah, we might have this and that, but we wouldn't have it without the word. Come on here, somebody. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Tonight we're thankful. Thanking God for his word tonight.
Yes,
amen. Lord. Glory God. How many of you love God's word tonight?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I don't care how much the Lord allowed me to get. Amen. I'm going to forever be in love with the word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because God is a God of his word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And we as human beings got to be a human being of our word. How many of your word don't mean nothing? You don't mean nothing. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
People judge us by our word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then I tell saints, too, I said, don't be so hard because you don't know what the person is going through. They might have said it and meant it, but you don't know what came up, what kind of opposition came up. Amen. You know, anything
Amen.
Can happen. Amen. So if you give grace, then when you need grace, somebody going to give you grace. Someone, oh, God, I'm going to leave that alone. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. That's
we
right.
Thank God for his word
for
tonight.
Grace.
Glory to God. Somebody give God one more shout for his word tonight. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
We praise you, God, tonight for your word of our son, Dodo Sandy. Hallelujah. Somebody worship God. Somebody praise God for his word tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
What a word, Lord.
Hallelujah.
What a word.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Come on and give God praise and say hallelujah. We praise him for his word tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God, tonight because we were lost. Who came to our rescue? The word. Hallelujah. And God sent his word and he was going to come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God praise tonight.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We need to fall back in love with the word. How many of y'all can remember when y'all first got saved? The only thing you wanted was the word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You couldn't wait to get to the word. Come on here, somebody. You didn't care about nothing else. Lord, just let me get to the word.
Hallelujah.
And it was the word that changed us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's how we was able to get filled with the Holy Ghost through the word. Come on here, somebody, because the word was telling us that we needed a comforter. Come on here, somebody. The word was telling us, hallelujah, to receive
hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit. The word was
hallelujah.
Somebody give God praise for his word again.
Hallelujah.
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 I know we didn't got sophisticated and everything.
Thank you, Jesus.
We didn't learn a little Greek and Hebrew. But I thank God for the word still. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for the word because the word has never changed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hey, somebody. Oh, I feel the fire of God right now. We need to get back to the word, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We give you praise, Father. Hallelujah. Somebody bless the Lord again for his word. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hey, I feel something in the atmosphere, y'all. The more I talk about his word, the more I'm feeling him. Glory to God through his word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. The Bible says man shall not live by bread alone. Now, notice what it didn't say. It didn't say that man don't need bread to live. It said man shall not live by what? Bread alone. Come on, here, somebody. In other words, it's going to take more than just natural food for you to live. Come on, here, somebody.
Amen.
Because, see, if all you got is natural food, you ain't going to live long. You need the word to go along with that food. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It says, but by every word, come on here, somebody. But by every word, every time God talks, glory to God, it brings life to me. It gives life to me. Every time he speaks a word, that's life to me. Come on here, somebody. I can't live without him speaking. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hey, take me back, God. Take me back to when all I wanted to do was just get in your word, hallelujah, and suck with you, and love on you, and hear you speak to me, Lord. Hallelujah. My soul got happy. Every time you spoke to me through your word, God, hallelujah. Take me back. Take me back, Lord, hallelujah. Before I wanted to know so much, Lord, all I knew was that the word, hallelujah, was him, and he was the word. And he, when his word got in me, glory to God, he got in me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise for his word tonight.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, I'm going to leave you alone tonight, but I just want to stir you up in the word, glory to God. Hallelujah. We can't get so content, so sophisticated, that we think we don't need to praise God for his word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I need you, God. I need you. Every hour, I need you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. It's the word. It's the word. Hallelujah. That's why I got joy bells in my soul, because the word.
Hallelujah.
I believe Psalms 20:27 said that the word is a light. Hallelujah. The word is my light and my salvation. Hallelujah. Whom shall I be? Hallelujah. The Lord is. But how many know that the Lord is the word? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody give God some more praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, God is stirring that word up in your belly. Amen. That word you don't even know in your belly that's in your belly. Glory to God. But God got it in there for a reason, because at an appointed time, it's going to show up. Come on here, somebody. It's going to show out. Amen. And that word in your belly is going to speak when you don't even know that it's fit to speak. Glory to God. Hallelujah to his name. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You got word that it came out of you yet. Come on, here, somebody.
Thank you.
Hey, no, Yarabatando.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Somebody give God a shout of victory for his word tonight.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm going to turn it over to the hand. Come on in, Elder. Amen. Hallelujah. While the anointing of God is flowing.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, shout out to my Lord of
Okunda. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
For his word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because hallelujah. Praise. It's a lot of people walking around saying that I'm a man of my word. I'm a woman of my word. And they lie. But the Bible tells me that God is not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall have to repent. If he said he going to do a thing, will he not do it? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah,
God do what he said he going to do. Hallelujah. The man of God, the man of God said, hallelujah, we don't see the word working. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Come on,
sometimes we don't see it working. Hallelujah. But the Lord, when the man of God said that, the Lord told me that he dropped it in my spirit. He said it's like rain. Oh, my God. He said,
yes,
do you
Lord.
Know it's the same rain that rained on you today is the same rain that rained on you last year and the year before last and the year before last? I say, what, Lord? He said, don't you know it's the same rain, just like it's the same word? Wait. Let me break it down a little bit. Praise God. When the rain falls on the ground, hallelujah, praise God, it then evaporates back up into the air, hallelujah, and it falls down again. Hallelujah. He say my word is the same. You see it working when it's falling, but you don't see it working when it's evaporating. Hallelujah, praise God.
Stop it.
But it's
glory to God.
It don't never stop working. The process is always ongoing. Just that you don't see it don't mean it ain't working. Because as long as you can see the sun, then you know that the rain is coming. Oh, my God. So if you can see the Son of God, oh, y'all ain't catching it. If you can see the Son of God, hallelujah, you know that the sun is doing the evaporating, and pretty soon it's going to start raining. Y'all don't understand. Hallelujah, praise God. And like the man of God was preaching the other night, and they saw the cloud, the size of a man's hand. Hallelujah. He said it's about to pour down. He said you better get your galoshes. You better get your umbrellas. You better get your raincoats because it's about to pour down. Hallelujah. Praise God. You've been waiting. You say, I don't see God working. He say, I've been working the whole time. It's about to pour down. Hallelujah.
Yay!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Y'all better grab this tonight.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. God going to do something in your spirit.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. The word is moving. The word is
hallelujah.
Working. Hallelujah. I hear the Holy Ghost say, you better suck this in like a vacuum. Hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah.
To God. God's about to do something out of the ordinary.
Yes.
Hallelujah to his great name.
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
yes.
The word became flesh. Indwelled among us. Amen. That word about to manifest. It's about to become flesh. Come on here, somebody.
Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. That's the example right there, Apostle. Hallelujah. Just like the word became flesh, the word fell from heaven to the earth. But then it evaporated back up.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And he getting ready to rain back down again. That's why he say, I rain. Oh, he meant he rained like a king rain. He say, no, I'm finna rain. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Like the apostle say, y'all better catch this. Y'all better get it in your spirit. You should be excited right now. Hallelujah. Because it's about to rain. Hallelujah. It's been a drought. Hallelujah. You've been getting a shower here and there. Hallelujah. He say, I'm about to flood that thing in a good way. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm about to flood.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why he said to get the man first. Oh, hallelujah. Come on to me.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
You know what? Your belly is in overflow right now. I don't know who the Lord is talking to. He said, but your belly is in overflow with the word. Out of the abundance of the heart, do the mouth speak. And God said, there is an abundance of word in your belly that's about to come out of your mouth. Glory to God. And when you speak it, it's going to manifest. See, you ain't been just speaking the word for nothing. God said, it's getting there to pay off. And when I say pay off, I'm talking about it's getting ready to pay off, baby. Hallelujah. You getting ready to see. Somebody say, I'm getting ready to see something big, y'all. I see the word coming. The word is coming. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to say this one more thing.
The Bible said that the word is nigh thee.
I got you. Go ahead.
The Bible said that the word is nigh thee. It's in your heart.
Yes.
And it's in your mouth.
Yes.
The word is nigh thee. The word is nigh thee. Come on here, somebody. Not nothing else. The word is nigh thee. Come on here, somebody.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Everything you see that was made by our word. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I feel the Holy Ghost right now, y'all. Everything was produced by our word. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
God said, let there be light, and there was light. Then the word light came, and then light kind of came behind the word. You know, that old Sunday, Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The word is working. He said, people say my word ain't working. No, they not working it. Amen. The word is working, but it don't work if you don't work it right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Lord.
That's right.
You can't doubt the word. Don't doubt the word. Because the word is going to do what it says it's going to do. Come on here, somebody. Do not doubt the word that is coming out of your mouth. Come on here.
Hallelujah.
Hey, when Peter saw Yahshua curse that fig tree, he said, Master, the fig tree that you cursed is withered. What did Yahshua tell Peter? He said, have faith in God. Actually, what he was saying is, have faith in the word. Come on here, somebody. Oh, y'all ain't catching what the Holy Ghost saying. Because Peter didn't see the word working, but it was working the minute he cursed it. Come on. God, the minute he cursed it, it was working. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But he didn't see it because it cursed the root of it.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
And God said the word is working, even though you can't see it working.
Yeah.
Because it's working for you in the supernatural. And God said, you're going to see it manifest in the natural. Come on here, somebody. He said, but don't doubt my word, because my word can't return what? Boy, it can't return without accomplishing what you tell it to do. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And don't you know you got the same God in you that spoke the heavens into existence? You got the same God in you that said, let there be light. You got the same God in you that created everything by a word. Come on here, somebody. Everything you see was made by a word. Come on here, somebody. And that same word is still at work right now. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Let me just bless your soul with this here. Let me expose that raggedy devil tonight. Why do you think he tried to get you to speak his word? Come on here, somebody. Because he know his word will work if you speak it. So God is said if his words will work, how much more will my word work if you speak my word? Come over here, somebody. Hallelujah. Give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Right there.
Hallelujah. Hey, thank God for the word. If it wasn't for the word, I wouldn't have the Holy Ghost. If it wasn't for the word, I wouldn't have salvation. If it wasn't for the word, I wouldn't have no angels. Hallelujah. At work in my behalf. Glory to God. But all this came by the word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. I feel the Holy Spirit of God tonight. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody needs to get excited because you ain't been speaking that word of God for nothing.
Hallelujah.
Come on here, somebody. You say you need it because it's working for you.
Yes, I need it. I need that word. Yes. I need that word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I got you. Amen. Somebody give God a shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Keep on praying.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. It's the word that helps you praise him. Hallelujah. You couldn't praise him without the word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And can I tell you another little secret, y'all, in the Holy Ghost?
Hallelujah.
It's not us that's praising him. It's the word in us that's praising him. Come on here, somebody.
That's
why I said I will bless the Lord at all times, because the word in him will let him stop praising God. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You need to stay full of the word, glory to God. That's why they need. And when you stay full of the word, you become dangerous. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Every time you open your mouth, you become dangerous, glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because you're full of the word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Word.
Somebody
Hallelujah.
Give God another praise for his word tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
We give God praise tonight.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
How many of you can feel that word working for you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody should be feeling something happening in your belly right now. That's the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the word.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the word.
Yes, Lord.
Word.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody give God another shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We give
Hallelujah.
God praise tonight for his word. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
And the word became flesh.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless God tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on in, Elder.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time that we start worshiping God more. Hallelujah. It's time we start lifting God more.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And you need to ask the Lord to put it in your spirit. When David felt like he was slipping, he said, put in me a clean heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You got to clean this spirit up, Lord. Hallelujah. Give me a spirit to worship you. Give me a spirit. Because remember, he told the woman at the well, hallelujah, amen, the time has come. And it's coming when the Father speaks those that's going to worship me in spirit and in truth. But the truth is, some of us just ain't got the spirit to worship God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Everybody ain't got a worshiping spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. You need to
Amen.
Check yourself. Hallelujah. That requires some self examination. What's going on? Hallelujah with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you in a place, hallelujah, amen, like a lot of pastors have to pump the church up. Hallelujah. What the church need to be pumped up for? This ain't a rock concert. Hallelujah. Praise God. The church should be always happy. The church should be always joyful. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. We worship the Lord for his word. Hallelujah. In the beginning there was the word. Hallelujah. And the word is God. I was reminded about what you said a few weeks ago. It's in your mouth. Hallelujah.
Hey,
praise God.
God.
And if the word is God and the word is in your mouth, that means God is in your mouth. Like the man of God just said, God is in your mouth. Speak that thing. Hallelujah. Praise
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord. And
hallelujah. We thank God for the word of God on tonight. We thank God for the man of God bringing forth the word on tonight. Hallelujah. It's all about the word. Hallelujah. It's all about the word. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen. What
yes,
kind of words are you saying to yourself? Hallelujah. You saying, I'm broke. I ain't going to ever make it. I'm going to always be sick. I'm going to always be in pain. Hallelujah. I'm going to always be this. I'm black. It's just how it is. Hallelujah. Praise God. Those words got power. Death and life is in the power of the Lord. That's why he said death first so you would get it. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. And those that you will eat the fruit thereof. So whatever you speak, that's what you're going to eat. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why you're eating broke. Keep saying
absolutely.
I'm broke. Hallelujah. Quit. And when you got money, don't lie to people and tell them, Lord, I don't want to. All right, I hear you, Lord. When you got money, quit lying to people and telling them you're broke. Because then when you're broke, it's because you activated it. Hallelujah. You're supposed to be a man of God, woman of God. Tell them straight up, I don't want to give it to you if you don't want to give it to them. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you're going to be real. You was
keep
real in the
real,
world.
Keep it real.
Keep real
yes. Amen.
It's time to cut out the fake. The fake. We bringing the stuff we used to
that's
do
right.
in the world into the church. We got to stop all it. Like the how you say it, Apostle? All the faking and the shaking. Hallelujah. Quit lying. Then you end up broke. And then you come to the same person that you wouldn't give the money to and ask them for money because you lied and said you were broke. Hallelujah. Praise God.
All right,
amen. You lying every time the collection plate goes past you, and you just let it go past you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Keep it real.
Thank you,
keep
Lord,
it real.
For the word on today. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to think about
the
word.
For
the praise
word.
God for the word. Hallelujah. Amen. And we need to think about the words that are coming out of our mouth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do you understand? And the words that are coming out your mouth. Hallelujah. I had a relative kept saying, my ankle is killing me. My ankle is killing me. And finally one day he said, I'm going to go to the doctor for it. He fell dead in the yard. And they said he caught gangrene from his ankle and it spread throughout his body and it killed him. Hallelujah. But he kept saying it. And it happened. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Right,
y'all remember Red Fox? And I'm going to say this. Quit playing with your life. Quit playing with your life. Remember Red Fox used to play like he having a heart attack? I'm coming to join you. Hallelujah.
That's
you know,
is.
When he actually died,
he
had a heart attack. Everybody thought he was joking. Everybody thought he was joking. Nobody called 911 right away. Oh, there you go, playing again. No, he having a heart attack, but you done played so much. Hallelujah, praise God.
Yeah, they became real. Uh-huh. He spoke it.
It
he didn't cry wolf.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Right.
Praise God.
Amen.
So we need to watch the stuff that we are activating in our lives. Don't say your child ain't going to never be nothing. I don't think he's going to ever be nothing. I done tried everything. I don't know what else I can do. Hallelujah. Praise God. You activating something. Hallelujah. Same thing with our spouses, our jobs, the people around us. Hallelujah. We got to speak like the man of God said earlier. Hey, man, they may be having a bad day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't get me wrong. We all learning day by day to control our emotions, that we got self-control through the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise God. But just like you going through something, they might be going through something too. We got to recognize that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And we learning this day by day. Hallelujah. As followers of God. Praise God. And God working with us. So if he's working with us, we need to work with him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Give grace. Like what you say, give grace and you're going to get grace. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, if I give you hate, guess what? I'm going to get back. Hallelujah, praise God. If I slap you, you don't care what that scripture say about turn the other cheek. You don't care, right? If I slap you right now, you don't care what that scripture say. You're going to slap me right back, praise God.
You are going to slap me back.
Hallelujah. So you got to think of it. Whatever I give, that's what I'm going to get back. Because people going to ignore the law. You know you ignore the law when you're driving. You go 10 miles over the speed limit. Hallelujah, praise God. Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. Bless the Lord on tonight. We thank God for the word. The word of God is good. It's on time, and it's always true. It never comes back void. We want to open up the line at this time. If you got any testimonies, prayer requests, any words of encouragement, if you're out there on YouTube, you got a testimony or something, you don't want to call in, that's fine. You can leave it in the comments. Praise God. The phone line is open. Will there be one on tonight? Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. It's your sister Jackie. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you for that word tonight because you taught us on that. And you said
we have to watch the words we speak because the words don't work if you just speak it. Thank God for that fun fact that you taught us over the summer about watching the words we speak because they come alive. So I just thank
you.
Yes.
Bring that word. And I just ask you guys to pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, prophet. Bless you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have another one on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. I want to thank y'all for the word tonight because the word really hit home with me. You know, off your tongue, it can be life or death. And if you're broke and you keep telling yourself you're broke, you're going to be broke. A lot of time I get stuff when I'm out there and knowing I ain't got nothing, I still say I'm rich. How can you be rich and you ain't got no money in your pocket? It didn't say I gotta have money in my pocket, but I'm rich.
Come on, now.
And God can see us through it. So, I know God is real. I went to the store and just had $3,000 to get lumber. And it wasn't even enough to touch it, no kind of rich. The man said, hey, you're rich. I said, Lord, God. I walked in the morning, came out with two. That's why I tell people God is still a good God.
Yeah,
walked in with one, out with two. So I'm too crazy to believe anything else. I believe the word works, and you don't get it if you don't work the word. Well, yeah, when I say work the word, you got to do just what the word say do. If the word say I'm healed, I tell myself I'm healed. I don't sit there and wait to leave. I get to moving while I'm doing it.
Come on now.
I will like what we make out of it. And I thank y'all for the word, brother. And I thank you for telling the truth, brother, where you saying that people can be in church and saying they're broke and know they got money, don't want nobody to know they got it. But you know something? God know what to do. He'll let it run out. And then when it run out, they'll have to go to Sam people that needed help to help them.
Amen.
So
amen. God don't need
to see.
Amen.
Thank
you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Do
amen.
We have anyone else on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Or any questions on tonight on the word? Hallelujah. About the word. Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We truly thank God for the word of God coming forth on tonight. Hallelujah. There is still power in the word. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember Jesus said the prophets of the past wish they had what you had. Hallelujah. We have the word. We have the book. They ain't had a book. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we got what they don't got. Hallelujah. We should take advantage of it because we got the manual. Hallelujah. Praise God. The saints of the past, they have the manual. Even our ancestors couldn't read the manual. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we got the manual. We ought to use it. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, we got that bad. We get stuff from the store and we open it up and we start using it without even reading the manual. Hallelujah. Have we done that with our salvation? Maybe that's something we need to ask ourselves. Hallelujah. But we thank God for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and everybody that called in. Everybody out there on YouTube that was online tonight. We thank God for all of y'all. We here every night. We invite you back to come back every night and chill with us and hear the word of God. Hallelujah. And praise God with us. Amen. And we thank God for you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Those of you that are sowing into the ministry, praise God. Get your seed into the ground. Hallelujah. Amen. And watch God do what he's going to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, like we said, if the word came forth, hallelujah, praise God, amen. You got to stand on that word. Paul said, I'm going to put on all the whole armor of God. I'm going to grab the shield, the helmet, the breastplate, the sword, and the shield, the boots. I got it all on, but I ain't even going nowhere. I'm doing everything I can just to stand. Hallelujah. And that's what God wants us to do tonight, stand on the word of God. Praise God on tonight. We'll be back here tomorrow night. Amen. We invite y'all back on tomorrow night. Praise God. Hallelujah. And, of course, we're going to bring forth another dynamic word from the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm about to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah. He's going to give the benediction and his final announcement. Apostle is back in your hands. Praise God on tonight.
Amen. Praise God, everybody. Amen. Are there any last comments or words of encouragement before I close it out?
Pastor Corey, I just want to say all the nights we've been coming on the line, every night is something different for them. And nobody goes hungry. I mean, the word be really hit.
Amen. Amen.
That word be hitting, and it be right on time. Like you're
thank
reading
you.
Our mail and don't even know nothing about it.
Amen. Yeah, to God be the glory. Thank
amen.
You. Thank you.
Believe you me, God to get that glory.
Amen. Praise God. Somebody give God a praise for that right there. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Man. We thank God on tonight. Praise God on tonight. If you haven't sown your seed, make sure you get your seed in the ground so that God can bless you. Amen. The ground is anointed. That word anointed means that it is legalized and authorized by God himself. Through the word. Come on here, somebody. So the reason why it's
amen.
So important is because when you sow into the word, then you reap the harvest from that word. Come on here, somebody. Lord, I'm not sure. Because your seed is going into the word. And then that seed is going to produce a harvest that you going to be able to eat from. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
I praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Glory to God. And we should be forever excited, especially during offering time, because offering is the most powerful, awesome thing that you could give God. Because everything moves through an offering. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So we give God praise on tonight and thanksgiving. Amen. If no one else has any more questions, then I'm going to get ready to dismiss us. Father, we thank you and we give you praise for what our eyes have seen, for what our ears have heard. We thank you tonight, Father, for your word. Thank you for your word that you said that heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or tittle of your word will fail. Thank you, Lord, that your word, that you uphold all things by the word of your power. Come on here, somebody. And so, Father, we thank you that for sending your word and healing us, God. We give you praise and glory for all things. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. And amen. What I say unto one?
Amen.
I say unto all.
I say unto all.
Watch.
Watch.
Watch. And pray.
And pray.
And live holy.
And live holy.
Every day. Say, neighbor, I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you, and nothing you can do about it.
And there's nothing you can do about that. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen tonight. Amen. You are now dismissed until 5 o'clock tomorrow. Amen. Let somebody know you love them. And I love y'all. And I'll see y'all tomorrow night.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Mother. I love you too. Amen.
Nobody's stopping the tide. They try to break me, try to pick me up, but underneath it's on my side. So bad I thought it was dying. But ain't no power stronger than the one who came and laid down his life. And I got multiple times. But the enemy can't stop me. But it's calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long. So he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? Said he would. Fight your battles for you. They gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it? I guess he will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out. It's only his grace. Won't he do it? Greatest victory of my life. Cause when it comes at your best and hard, there's only one that can come and make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying. Cause he gon' show up just like he did the last time. And the last time. I know. What are you doing? Yeah. times.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Something about the name Jesus. Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes,
sir. Yes, it is the sweetest name. Sweetest name I know.
Come on and lift your hands and say it with me.
It is the sweetest, it is the sweetest name.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm crazy, but I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel, oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
That is just like forever. Oh, oh, shut up in my bones.
Oh, oh,
yeah. The Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it is.
And it just won't leave me alone. I need something. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Something about the name.
Yes, it is.
Something about the name. I love the name.
Oh, how I love the name.
Oh, name, Jesus. Oh, 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 Jesus.